Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is of medium stature, like our Prophet peace be upon him. Our Prophet peace be upon him is described as being of medium height in accounts. Anas bin Malik stated that the Messenger of Allah peace be upon him was of middling height. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam too will be of average height like our Prophet peace be upon him. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be of average height. According to the accounts by Abu Abdullah Nu'aym ibn Hamad from Abu Jafar bin Muhammad bin Ali al-Bakir, Hazrat Ali was asked about the attributes of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam and he replied, "He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, is of medium height and a young man with a beautiful face. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, is one of those of medium stature. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, will be of medium height, with a beautiful face and hair. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is very majestic and sturdily built. It is stated in the hadith that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be majestic, sturdily built, and have a striking appearance. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, is a majestic individual with a broad brow." Al-Harith ibn Mughira al-Nasri says, "When I asked Imam Jafar Sadiq, how will the Imam Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam be recognized? He replied, by his grandeur and dignity." Abu Jarud says, "When I asked Imam Muhammad Bakir alayhi salam, how will the Imam Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam be known? He replied, by his spiritual guidance and grandeur, and by the great Muhammad's repetition of his, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam, virtues." Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam resembles the children of Israel in appearance. Our Prophet peace be upon him has revealed in the hadith that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will resemble the children of Israel in appearance. The reference in the hadith to the Bnai Israel means that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be physically powerful and majestic. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is like one of the people of Israel. His demeanor resembles theirs. It is majestic and wise. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is one of my grandchildren. His body resembles those of the people of Israel. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, will resemble one of the Israelites in his external appearance. Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam stature and posture resembles those of the people of Israel. Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam body is broad. One of the features of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam revealed by our Prophet peace be upon him is that, just like the Prophet peace be upon him, his whole body will be very broad, or in other words, majestic. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, is large of body. Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam's stomach is wide. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is described as having a body that is entirely majestic and broad, and his stomach will be wide in proportion to the rest of his body. He has a wide stomach. His eyebrows are closed. His legs are very energetic. His shoulders are wide. His, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam, stomach is large, and the space between his thighs is open. In another hadith, Hazrat Ali alayhi salam again mentions about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in the following words: "He shall have a clear and wide belly, broad thighs. His Eminence Abu Jafar Imam Muhammad Bakir alayhi salam, through his forefathers, has narrated from the chief of Al Bayt, His Eminence Commander of the Believers alayhi salam, that His Eminence proclaimed from the pulpit, in the last age, a man from my progeny, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, would rise, having a clear and wide belly. It is related from Humran bin Ayan that Imam Muhammad Bakir alayhi salam was told, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will have a wide stomach. Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam shoulders are wide. Another hadith notes that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, whose whole body is broad and majestic, will also have broad shoulders in proportion to the rest of his body. From Yahya bin Nufal, indeed Musa ibn Jafar alayhi salam, raises his hands and supplicates after afternoon prayer. I inquire from him, saying, For whom did you offer prayer? He said, For Al-Mahdi alayhi salam, among the family of Muhammad, peace be upon him. And continued, His shoulders are wide. Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam, thighs are broad and with a gap between them. Since Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, will have a wide stomach, his thighs will naturally be broad as well. In another hadith, Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, again mentions about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, in the following words. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, shall have a wide forehead and a clear and wide belly, broad thighs. The space between his, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam, thighs is open. His Eminence Abu Jafar Imam Muhammad Bakr alayhi salam, through his forefathers, has narrated from the chief of Al-Bayt, His Eminence, Commander of the Believers alayhi salam, that His Eminence proclaimed from the pulpit, In the last age, a man from my progeny, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, would rise, having a clear and wide belly, and his thighs would be broad, and his bones shall be long, big and prominent. Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam gait is also extraordinarily majestic. Because of the breadth of his thighs and the space between them, Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam gait will also be exceedingly majestic, and his feet will point outward. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, speaks of this characteristic of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam as follows. One feature of his is that as he walks there is a space between his thighs, and they are at a distance from one another. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam uses his hand to emphasize what he is saying. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will use his hands when he talks. He will move his hand as he wishes to emphasize what he is saying, and people will see those motions. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will strike his left knee with his right hand when he speaks slowly and steadily. Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam complexion is Arabic, like that of our Prophet, peace be upon him. In other words, a white tending to red. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, had a reddish-white complexion, which is the Arab complexion. However, the visible parts of his skin were nearer to dark because of the sun and the wind. We understand from the traditions that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will be the same color as the Prophet, peace be upon him. The complexion of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, is described as follows in Islamic reference sources. Anas ibn Malik said this about the Prophet's, peace be upon him, complexion. He was white, but a darkish white. It was a luminous reddish white. Hazrat Asan radiallahu anhu narrates, Our Prophet's, peace be upon him, complexion was white and bright, a luminous white. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates, His, the Prophet's, peace be upon him, complexion was neither pure white nor too dark. Our master, peace be upon him, was a whitish pink in color. The accounts show that Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam has the same complexion as that of our Prophet, peace be upon him. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is Arab in coloring. He, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, is Arab in coloring. His Eminence Abu Ja'far Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, through his forefathers, has narrated from the chief of Al-Bayt, His Eminence, Commander of the Believers alayhi salam, that His Eminence proclaimed from the pulpit, "In the last age, a man from my progeny, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam, would rise having a fair complexion that has some redness hue. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam is one of my grandchildren. His complexion resembles that of the Arabs, reddish-white, and his body resembles those of the people of Israel." In this film, we have seen details regarding Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam birth, name, line of descent, age, and general appearance. In the second part, we shall be looking at features on Hazrat Mahdi's alayhi salam face and body that allow him to be recognized and have been given in astonishing detail.